From Miami, you heard me? Ball Smack Top Soil Extra Relicent here for you, doing what the fuck I'm supposed to do, man. You know it's a beautiful situation. I'm happy to be here, right in here with y'all today. It's a beautiful thing, man. Bless it all, man. You know how we get down. We always come with the bomb agenda for ya. We come with our sponsors, niggas in the news, reader, listener, email, good game for ya. I got to remember to get that restaurant and the week, restaurant of the week in there for you, man, because it's always good to have that extra game where you're going to take a bitch or you go by yourself to eat good. You feel me? So, God bless all y'all motherfuckers vibing, fucking with the Ball Smack Topsoil, man. I know you could have been anywhere else listening to some shit, but you came to fuck with me. I appreciate it every single time. I want y'all to know that. Yeah. Also, remember, man, off top, man, we got them new Ball Smack game counseling on deck up at Ball Smack Streetwear. Matter of fact, let me get in these motherfucking sponsors for y'all. Our first motherfucking sponsor, G Machine in downtown Long Beach, 255 East 4th Street. Pull up, holla at my people, Sam. He gonna take really good care. You gonna make sure you're right. They got everything in there. He got that big Adidas selection, that big Van selection, and he got that Ball Smack Streetwear in there for you, man. I'm telling y'all, you need to go through there and fuck with him. Tell him Ball Smack sent you. He gonna take really, really, really good care of you like a motherfucker. Yeah. And our second sponsor, Trojan Ultra Thin Bare Skin Condoms. You need to fuck with that because y'all youngins be doing way too much raw. You know it. You need to pull up at 7-Eleven when you're on your way to go put in work late at night. Do what's right. Get a pack of three Ball Smacks in to do it. It's good for you and everybody. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Because, man, you want to cut down on them babies, man, and them diseases, man. Some of y'all niggas don't need no more kids, man. You can't take care of the ones you got. Be a realist, man. Come on now, man. Keep it 100, man, you know? Yeah. Oh, man, vibing. Okay, our third sponsor, BossMacStreetwear.com. Go through there, get all your BossMac Streetwear. We got up some new designs up there, man. Go through there, shop hard, do what you gotta do. And also, we are now featuring a game counseling section at BossMac Streetwear. If you need some game from the BossMac, some one-on-one conversation, you want it off the record, you want nobody to know, you want some plays to help you get the upper hand on your situation, I got them up there, man. We got multiple packages available. I got a 3-hour package I'm about to put up there, man, for y'all motherfuckers, man. So if you need that bonus game, man, you don't want it on the books, you don't want it on the podcast, you need some game, man, to get through some shit, man, I'm gonna tell you, man, the game is always good over here, man. Excellent game, man. I can tell you what you need to know. I'm telling you, man. Boss Mac Topsoil for sure. Yeah. And also, if niggas just want to donate to the Boss Mac Topsoil, you know, BossMeezy@yahoo.com if you want to put something on the PayPal. But if you need some game, I'm telling you. You feel me? All right. Little housekeeping, gotta get that housekeeping out of the way, man. You know what I'm saying? Get them bizneels pizzade, you feel me? I'ma get back up on iTunes too, man. I'ma have that back up there in a day or two, man. We getting it done, man. I'm telling you, man. I'ma try to restructure that shit too, man. Make sure I got all the old shows at the oldest level, man, because I gotta get them shows in there right, man, so you can receive what how we've been going through time since 2006. We've been doing this, I'm telling you, man, delivering good game, so much game. It's so much game, man. I'm telling you, man. I wish I was a little nigga and I came across me now and I got to listen to all that shit, man. I would be impeccable. I would make no flaws. You feel me? Nah, I take that back, because a lot of shit you gotta learn on your own, man. You gotta see it. You can hear about shit, but sometimes you gotta see it play out, man. You can hear what I'm saying. You can hear what a nigga saying. Like a nigga say do this or do that when certain scenarios pop off. But you never know until you in it and you see it happening. And you like, man, what the fuck? Am I in a fucking play or a script movie, man? How in the fuck is all this shit unfolding like this nigga said? It's because it's really human behavior, man. It's all like mathematics, man. It's like some mathematical formulas, man. I know I'm sounding brazy when I talk like that, but I'm just rambling. You know, Boss Mac be rambling like a motherfucker. All right, now. Let's get into this shit, man. Niggas in the motherfucking news. Niggas in the motherfucking news. And we got some... I think we got some good niggas in the news this week, man. And I'm proud to talk about this one motherfucker, man. Because this motherfucker been off the radar for a minute, man. And I'm going to speak on some shit, man, and I hope I don't step on too many toes and don't nothing got to happen, but I'm just keeping it 100, because I like to keep it 100 with niggas. Niggas don't like to talk, but we got to keep it 100. Our first nigga in the news is Hazel motherfucking E and Rose Burgundy, her nigga. All right, now. Hazel E, everybody know who Hazel E is, bitch from Love and Hip Hop, used to be kind of rapper bitch. I remember she used to rap more, seemed like, back in the days. I remember her doing some shit with YG way back in the day. But anyway, she a popping bitch, Love and Hip Hop, man. I salute to that bitch. I love all real bitches that make shit happen, man, but I don't know, man. She's an interesting bitch to me. Interesting bitch. Now, you know, to me, the bitch look like, okay, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't disrespecting you, bitch. I'm just trying to keep it 100. She look okay, man. She really look like that motherfucker. She really look like that. All right, Vern motherfucker. You know what I mean, Vern? It used to be a commercial back in the day where he's like, you know what I mean, Vern? It was a nigga with a nose. I can't remember the motherfucking name. Charlemagne Clown. Anyway, this bitch. Anyway, let's talk about this bitch. This bitch, I don't know what happened, but she got into it with Jess Hilarious, who's a funny ass bitch. I love that bitch. Jess Hilarious is a funny ass bitch. One day a nigga gonna get that bitch on this podcast some kind of way. I'm gonna make that happen. But anyway, Jess Hilarious was clowning Hazel E because her man Rose Burgundy got implicated in some homosexual activity, a down low activity or something like that, which is a little shocking to me. I don't know if it's shocking, but anyway, Hazel E went off on Jess Hilarious and said black bitches is hating on her because she light-skinned, which, you know, I always thought she was a black bitch. I never knew she was light-skinned. I didn't really notice that the bitch was light-skinned because the bitch don't look that damn good anyway, man. Like I said, man, this bitch look all right. But anyway, she went off on dark-skinned bitches, and then Rose Burgundy, since he's very emotional about being called a homosexual, put up a post burning a gay flag or something. Homosexuals burn in hell. And then Hazel E joined in with him and said, yeah, all homosexuals burn in hell. Now, you know, I don't know, man. I got multiple issues with that. The first issue is that all these little Hollywood bitches, all these Love and Hip Hop bitches, all any bitch that's doing a lot, having a lot of makeup on, is associated with homosexuals a lot. Usually have like two or three homosexuals in her entourage that she fuck with. So I'm very surprised that a bitch would go to that level with that. You feel me? I'm very surprised. And I'm also very surprised about Rose Burgundy. Now, let's talk about Rose Burgundy. Rose Burgundy is a low-key famous motherfucker, right? He's a guy that a few years ago had some issues with Game, and he had his buddy Rose Mo, I think that was his name. I wrote a story about this shit on my blog. Rose Mo was like a nigga had just got the pen, kind of like a tough nigga, and Rose Burgundy's look like a finesse, like pretty kind of nigga. You feel me? So I guess Rose Burgundy this Game on Twitter, said something about the streets want the old Game back or some shit like that. Game responded. It went back and forth. So then they bumped into each other at the mall, at the Fox Hills Mall. And this is famous. And the nigga Rose Mo Dope Fiend Game. And then they went on World Star and was like, we just beat up Game. Y'all can look at that video. But anyway, Rose Mo, and then Rose Mo end up getting killed and got into it with, but before he got killed, he had got into it with Bosco 100, and I got to get Bosco 100 on the show. But none of this had nothing to do with Rose Mo getting killed. That was some whole other shit. But anyway, Rose Burgundy was the beginning of all of that, and then he kind of like vanished. Now, Rose Burgundy, before all of this, I heard, this is what, you know, I don't know this nigga, but I heard that he was pimping and this and that. You know what I'm saying? Now, I imagine he pimping low-level bitches compared to a bitch like Hazel E. somewhere in the mix, he ended up fucking with Hazel Wee. I remember Hazel Wee made an announcement that this was her nigga. Now, for this nigga to be a pimp, now I want to make an observation. For this nigga to have been a pimp, now I understand you when you pimping, you for him, I imagine he was dealing with lesser bitches than Hazel E. So when he started fucking with her, he put a for real boss bitch on his team, or a bitch with a lot of power and clout, right? Now I don't know how that worked out for him. But from the way I see it, it seemed like it was some one-sided shit. It seemed like it's the Hazel E show over there. It ain't the Rose Burgundy show. It's the Hazel E featuring Rose Burgundy show. And I guess they was on Love and Hip Hop. I don't know. But bottom line, for that nigga to be pimping, I can't understand how a nigga would lose his composure and allow his bitch to lose her composure and to go out like on some ignorant rant shit like that against homosexuals and all this ignorant shit, to where you know motherfuckers will start fucking off bags, endorsement deals, a bitch ruining her own endorsement deals by going into a rant about homosexuals that she fuck with all the time, because the bitch need a fucking makeup artist all the fucking time, hair done all the fucking time. Every time she go to a motherfucking city, it's homosexuals that's doing that shit. You understand me? So I'm at a loss that a bitch would lose her fucking mind like that. And then for that nigga to allow the bitch to move, lose her mind, like, come on now. Unless it was some motherfucking truth to the gay shit. Now, I don't know nothing about that, but for a nigga to get all emotional, I mean, because the way I see it, man, no matter what, man, motherfucker could come out and be like, oh, this motherfucker gay. But if it's not true, nigga, he's a motherfucking pimp, nigga. He's a gangster, supposed to be motherfucking power root, nigga. Supposed to be B-Dog, nigga. What the fuck, nigga? How you gonna lose your composure like that over some shit like that if it ain't true, man? All you gotta do is be like, look at these bitches tripping on me, trying to fuck up my bag over here. I'm over here doing it, nigga. This is, you feel me? My bitch is bringing in the papers. What the fuck, nigga? That nigga, you should be chilling, nigga. I would laugh at some shit like that. I'd be like, damn, I got some promoter. I got Jess allowed to post some shit back. Oh, bitch, look at this bitch trying to clown me. I ain't got to go on no tirade against homosexuals if I ain't no fucking homosexual. You feel me? So that lost me, man. I don't understand that, man, nigga. To me, I don't know where your pimping went, man, but your pimping vanished, man, letting this bitch fuck off the bag. And then this bitch seem like she running a motherfucking show, man. I don't know, man. I be looking at that type of shit, man. I don't know if that shit is worth it. It ain't worth it to go up fucking with a bitch like that if you can't wrangle that shit and bring that shit under control, man, to where it benefits you and don't make you look like a clown, man. You niggas be fucking with these bitches that's bigger than them, not able to handle it, man, and that shit diminish your fucking shit, man. That diminish you. Niggas get diminished fucking with these bitches, man, and they don't even see that shit, man. But anyway, that was some stupid shit, man. That's a nigga in the news, Hazel E and this motherfucker, man. Weird ass bitch. Bitch, you weird as fuck, bitch. Come on now, man. What the fuck? And Rose Burgundy, man, bring your shit together. Bring the pimping back, man. What a pimping, nigga. Get this bitch under control, man. Control your emotions, nigga. What you doing, nigga? Yeah, man. Another nigga in the motherfucking news. Who else in the motherfucking news? Man, we gotta talk about, I don't know if niggas really chime into this, man, but I did. I chimed into it because it made me think of some shit. I don't know. It's weird, man. I be caring about the state of hip-hop around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Little B getting beat up by A Boogie with the motherfucking hoodie. He didn't get beat up by A Boogie with the motherfucking hoodie. A Boogie with the motherfucking hoodie jump a nigga with 10 motherfuckers, man. Now, me and the homie, now, if y'all don't know about this, Lil B criticized niggas, saying that niggas from New York be sounding like all types of other shit. Said the little nigga A Boogie with the hoodie sound like Dej Loaf, and said the designer sound like Future. You know, But anyway, man, I like A Boogie with the motherfucking hoodie. I like him. But the nigga do sound like Dej Loaf. It is what it is. He's singing gangster shit, man. And it sound good. But he sound like Dej Loaf. Now, me and my peoples, man, we was arguing like a motherfucker. Because some of my people say, yep, he deserve an ass whooping, pack him out, all that shit. I'm like, man, that's some dumb ass shit, man. I can't understand it, man. I can't see why a nigga would even be mad at that. I can't even see why a nigga would be mad at that. The nigga do sound like Dej Loaf. You feel me? And why niggas need 10 niggas to pack out Lil B, man? Come on, man. What the fuck is going on? And then why would you do that? Him and PNB Rock. What PNB Rock got to do with this shit? You know what I'm saying? Why would these niggas pack this nigga out at a festival when you there at the festival to get money, ruining your reputation to be on festivals? White people ain't gonna wanna fuck with you because you're on some ignorant ass shit. Now, if you was really upset about this nigga Lil B saying that shit, a nigga could have got a one-on-one press, filmed it, like had the homie filming, been like, film me, approach Lil B, impress this nigga. What is you saying about my music? If you really feel that strongly, like, is you calling me a bitch or whatever by saying I sound like Dej Loaf, have Lil B say something about it, man. And nigga, go get your bag. Go up on the stage and get your bag, man. Go to the next town and get your bag. Go to the next town and get your bag. What is all this fighting, man, and fucking off the bags? To prove what? Beating up Lil B? I just don't even. If it had been a different motherfucker, A Boogie in a hoodie wouldn't have did that shit none. If it would have been another motherfucker, would have said, you know what, A Boogie sound like a bitch. And then he would have, it would have been Game or somebody like that. It would have been totally different. He wouldn't have did none of that. I don't give a fuck, man. But anyway, since it was Lil B, we pack out Lil B. These niggas, what's his name? A Boogie with the hoodie and PNB Rock is some niggas who need protection when they move around out here in fucking LA, man. You know what I'm saying? Packing niggas out. These are some niggas who need help to move around Los Angeles. You understand me? I know the niggas who they need to. I know the niggas who they get. So it's like, you know, man, I don't understand that type of shit, man. Niggas be on some bullshit, man. I think that was a bad look. I was arguing with my peoples about it, and them niggas is all like, oh, man, fuck it, beat his ass, man, fuck that. Can't be accepting disrespect. Man, is that really, like, hell of a disrespect, though? Is it? Am I tripping? Man, I just think that was some dumbass shit, man. I can't give no nigga no type of gangster points. I'd have gave a nigga some points if he'd have filmed himself. Like, hey, man, this is, I'm going to go holler at this nigga Lil B, see what he's talking about. You know what I mean? I don't know these youngins, man. Some other shit going on, man. Niggas say it ain't no talking. We just packing you out. Well, I say you sound like Dej Loaf, nigga. You sound like Dej Loaf, A Boogie. Your music sound cool, though, but you be singing like a motherfucker, man. Don't sound like no old New York shit, my nigga. Period. You feel me? Yeah. Shout out to Lil B, man. I don't know, man. Lil B going the peace route. A lot of peace and a lot of motherfuckers appreciated all that shit, man. But I'm willing to bet that some niggas from the Bay might take offense to that, man. They might pull up on young A Boogie next time he do something out there in the Yay area, man. You better have some extra bodies with you when you're in the Yay area, just in case some niggas who don't care about Lil B saying peace shit and be like, you know what, Lil B represent the Yay, and you can't just be putting your hands on a nigga that represent the Yay like that, man. We gonna take it up for him. I don't know, man. Niggas need to be careful with all that packing a nigga out for. Pick the battles better, bro. Pick the shit better. That was unnecessary, my nigga. You feel me? Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations to that nigga Gucci man, though, and his bitch. What's her name? I forgot. Keisha Knorr. I no disrespect, but you know. Congratulations to Gucci man. You know what I'm saying? That nigga came a long ass way. Niggas looking great out there. Looking like millions of dollars. Very fabulous. Who's who wedding. Very tight. Salute Gucci man. I fuck with Gucci man. You know what I'm saying? On some real. I really fuck with Gucci man. Very dope. You know what I'm saying? Janae Aiko and Big Sean out there looking great. They look great. When I seen Janae Aiko out there, man, I couldn't help but think back, man. I was thinking back to when I was like the host. I was hosting. I guess I don't know if that's hosting or, yeah, I was the host at a concert she was doing out here. It was like her breakout show, man. It was a few years ago. Y'all can look at that video. I got that video in my videos with Ball Smack and Janae Aiko. But anyway, yeah, man, it was like a coming. It was like she was already lit, and she, you know. And she did a show, man. It was like, I'm going to the next level type of show. It was crazy, man. That shit was sold out with Bad Bitches. It's beautiful. But anyway, a nigga was hosting that. And, man, I remember they didn't want me to host it. Janae Aiko people didn't want me to host it because I had called her a bitch on Twitter. I had tweeted out some shit like, you know, I'm proud to be hosted, you know, for a bad bitch like Janae Aiko. She's a beautiful bitch. And they was hot, like her manager and the motherfuckers was mad and shit. So they didn't want me to host, but my peoples wanted me to host it. So they was like, nigga, just stop tweeting about it, man. Just come host the shit. Just don't say nothing else about it. Just show up and shit. So, nigga was in there, you know, doing my thing, you feel me? Brought her out on stage. Now, I went up there and did like a little soliloquy monologue praising the bitch when I was bringing her out on stage. And then, you know, it kind of took her long to come to stage. And I had stopped talking and shit. So, I was over by the DJ booth, like over the DJ. Like, I was... You got to know how this situation was set. This was at the spot in Santa Monica. But anyway, I was like at the DJ booth, and I'm like directly over the ingress of the crowd to the stage, right? And she was with a different nigga at this time. This is why I was thinking about this shit, because... Oh, it's crazy. I was like... You know, we was waiting and shit, so I was like yelling and shit. I was like, God damn, where this bitch at, man? What the fuck, man? She taking hella long to get to the stage. God damn, what the fuck this bitch doing? Just called her about three or four different kind of bitches. You feel me? Loud as fuck, though. And then the homie was like, yo, man, she right there finna come up the stage. And they was like right below us. And I looked down there, she was looking up at me. She was hot, and her man, I never forget how a nigga looked at me. He wanted to line it up. He wanted to fade with the Ball Smack Topsoil. I think his name was I don't know what his name is, but I remember his Twitter was Hope First. That might be his rap name, I don't know. It was Hope First or something like that. And I saw, you know, in his show, they had a cut together, and he looked good too. We had on the right kind of gear and shit, because you know I was paying attention to gear, because you know the brand popping and shit, so I'm paying attention, you know what I'm saying? So I seen he had on some designer, And I was looking at him. I was like, well, this nigga ain't popping. This bitch is really popping right here. This nigga's not going to make it. I was like, this nigga ain't going to make it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, this nigga ain't going to make it. And so I was thinking about when I saw the bitch at Gucci Man wedding and shit. You see the bitch with Big Sean. They look great. I hope First didn't make it. No disrespect to you if you hear that. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I was, just vibrating. You feel me? Ball smack top motherfucking soil. Yeah, man, it's a beautiful motherfucking day, man. Happy to be in here with y'all motherfuckers. Everybody mad at Donald Trump again for being like an insensitive motherfucker to the Gold Star, to the little Gold Star bitch. It's fucked up, you know what I'm saying? But, it's fucked up, man. Donald's a cold motherfucker, man. All he need to do is just apologize and shit and be like, look here, man. Just come on out and be like, look here, man. I'm sorry. I see a lot of motherfuckers, man. It's a lot. I'm sorry. You feel me? You know, shit be hurting me too. Be hurting my feelings. I not even related to me. I be feeling it too, man. Goddamn, I'm sorry. It's hard. Hard for me to talk to all y'all motherfuckers. I mean, let's be real, man. I'm talking to somebody who lost a loved one. Like, can you imagine how many lost a loved one conversations I gotta have with some fucked up emotions in the air? I'm sorry. Please, I'm sorry. But he ain't gonna do that shit, though. You feel me? That's the fucked up part. Trump is lit. It's lit out here. Couldn't have went no other way, y'all. I know a lot of people like, yo, man, Hillary and all this other shit, man. It couldn't have went no other way. This was gonna all happen, man. It's a wave out there, man. I don't know, man. I'm telling you, man. I be noticing some different things, though. I'ma say this. Keep it 100, man. I've been noticing some divisiveness amongst certain Anglo-Saxon Americans. I've been noticing. I could tell they with the Trump shit. They with it. They, you know what I'm saying? They with it. They bout it. You feel me? They feel it. They with it. I feel that energy out there. But then there's some other white people that's like on some, I ain't with that shit, man. And really go out their way to show you that I ain't with that shit that they on. Them other motherfuckers over there, I ain't with that shit. You feel me? That ain't the way to go. You know, it's a strange thing, man. It made me wonder, you know, it's hard to understand this shit, man. It's a trap. There's some way out shit going on, man. It's like, I want to say that it's the majority of white people in them places like Oklahoma, Montana, and shit like that, man. But the majority of the population is in the West Coast. Chicago areas, New York, you know what I mean? Florida's. You know, that's where really all the people is at. It might be a minority of motherfuckers with them ideologies that's going to take us all into World War. Would it be? Would it be World War 3 or 4? World War 3? Anyway, that's my political conversation, man. Let me get up off that bullshit. Let me keep it moving on to the realness of what you really came for. You feel me? What you really came for. Now, you know, I got some other niggas in the news, but they gonna tie in with the subject matter that I'm gonna do for the show. So I'm gonna leave it to the end with the subject matter. But anyway, reader listener emails. Reader listener motherfucking emails, man. And we got some really good emails today, some different type of flavors I'm gonna present out here to motherfuckers for y'all to marination on, to vibrate with. You gotta fuck with your ball smack topsoil when he be spitting like this, man, because when he be spitting like this, that shit is super rare, you understand me? Yeah. A nigga from Los Angeles writes to Ball Smack. He say, Ball Smack, God damn it, my bitch just dumped me. I'm hurting. It's been about a month or two. I can't front. I have no backup bitches. I don't have the motivation to get out there and get a new bitch. I had to put all my energy. I had put all my energy into my ex bitch. I thought I was doing good. Then this shit just fell apart. How do I turn this shit around? Balls, man. I've been on some alcoholic shit, man. I'm just trying to. I'm trying to snap back. Any advice? Well. You know, man, I'm going to say this, man. The first thing I really like to do, I would say, man, to just clear out your airs, just to clear it out, is to just stop drinking. You feel me? I feel like drinking kind of magnifies that type of shit, man. So I would advise a nigga to stop drinking if you could. I don't know if you was an alcoholic motherfucker or whatever, but stop drinking, you feel me? And then get outside, go jogging, man. You gotta go jogging, doing a nice jog, a couple miles, man. I don't know what type of shape you're in, man, but a couple miles will fuck you up, man. If you out of shape, I know you could do a mile or two, man. It'll fuck you up, get you a nice, you get your jog on, man. Reestablish energy with nature, vibration, you feel me? And then you want to just relax and just start talking to bitches, man. Just start, just when you see a nice looking bitch, just, man, just say something nice, man. Just communicate with bitches. Be out and about with the people, man. Don't be in. Get out, vibrate. It's all good, man. It's just supposed to happen like that, man. It's never, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to go through this type of shit, man. It's, you feel me? But you got to bounce back, man, and get out there hollering at bitches, man, and just get some communication with bitches, man. Not depending on bitches, but just get some communication with bitches. You feel me? And don't be needy and all that shit with these bitches, man. Just go, just regular conversation. Get back in the swing of conversation. Go out, you know what I'm saying? You know, be out where the people at, man. And just have fun with life, man, as a young motherfuckers out here, man. You know what I'm saying? And just believe, know that there's going to be more bitches if, no matter what. And know that no bitch is really, you feel me? It's different pussies and shit, you know what I'm saying? According to who you is as a person and shit like that. But really, man, it's all illusion. Hey, man, you got to stay focused, man. Remember, stay on top of game. Always know that you got to be having more than one bitch and be talking to bitches just to have bitches to talk to, you understand me? Don't be limited in your scope, so when you get on, when it run out, when it be no bitches, you don't have no bitches. You feel me? You always got to be able to have a bitch, to a go-to bitch. You always got to keep a bitch in the cut, man. It's policies. It's what I'm saying. I believe it. You always got to have an extra bitch in the cut all the time, man. Like breaking glass in an emergency, man. An emergency bitch. Pull it out, man. Don't never depend on one bitch, man. I preach that philosophy. Ball smack topsoil. Niggas don't be hearing me talking when I'm talking. And when I be talking, it be some good talking. You understand me? never ever get out here and just be having one bit. Man, niggas don't be knowing how real it is out here, how ruthless it is out here, man. You never know, man. Come to find out that bitch was fucking two other motherfuckers while she was fucking with you, nigga, for fun and some shit, man. And you find that shit out and it make you lose your mind, want to kill up some shit or some shit, man. That's why I tell motherfuckers all the motherfucking time, man, you can't put nothing past no bitch. And you gotta always have more than one bitch, man. We animals out here, man. We just like lions, man. I'm telling you, man, you better hear me when I'm talking. Niggas don't hear me when I'm talking. I'm just trying to tell you what's really going on. We can't hide from this bullshit. We fucking animals, man. If you think we not, you out your motherfucking mind. Yeah, we human animals, nigga. Period. Yeah. Replace that bitch quickly, nigga, with many bitches. Our next reader listener email is from a bitch. And you're gonna love this one, man, because I picked this one out because I want niggas to understand what's really going on out here in the world we're living in. It's a beautiful motherfucking world. It's hitting me right now. A bitch from Los Angeles writes the Ball Smack Top Soil. She say, Ball Smack. My friend and her nigga was doing powder the other night. Shit got wild and my friend called her gay friend over and she paid him to eat her pussy and suck her man's dick. She said he put up resistance at first, but then he did it. She said while the shit was happening, he was calling her gay friend all types of fucked up names and threatening to beat him up and all type of shit. But bottom line, he ended up busting a nut ball smack. Is this gay behavior? I say this is gay. I don't give a fuck if she paid the dude to come do it. The fuck? What do you think, Ball Smack? What the fuck is going on out here with these niggas and drugs? Yeah, I hope y'all vibrated with that. You feel me? Yeah, man, it's a lot going on out here right now in this world, man. All I can say is I never be surprised at what you be hearing. Is, you know what I'm saying? Anything could be happening. A lot of the drugs, the strong drugs out here. A lot of niggas going above and beyond. Niggas orgies and all types of shits, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, what can I say, man? Maybe I'm kind of... See, you know what? I'm going to say this, man. It's embarrassing and, you know, I probably make it so I can't participate in some shit in the future, man, just in case I'm out and about. But, man, I'm not the orgy kind of motherfucker, man. I never really... It's cool to watch, you know... I like watching some bitches, man, go at it, man, but, you know, I don't know, man, like an orgy, man, a whole lot of, I don't know, man, I just, but it's popping, though, man. A lot of the youngins, man, niggas be getting it popping every goddamn weekend out here, man. You know, what can I say, man? I ain't trying to be hate, man. I understand, it's just, you know, it just ain't him. I don't know, man, like I said, man. But anyway, this type of shit right here, man, yeah, that's gay right there, man. I hate to say it, man, any type of, you know, when you bust a nut with man, you know. Hey, and I ain't saying it's bad and whatnot, but, you know, it's, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, everybody do them, you feel me? You know, I'm not going to say that's discrediting her manhood or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? But you just know that he probably, you know, niggas dibble dabble, well, I guess, you feel me? You feel me? Yeah. Moving on. Yeah. A nigga from Los Angeles writes to Boss Mac. He says, Boss Mac, I'm a college student and I have a cool job. I also do a few things in the street to make a little extra paper. My bitch is the same except she was selling lean. She was selling lean up until she got robbed by some niggas affiliated with some niggas to go to her school. So she thinks one of her regulars had left to getting something and some niggas barged in with ski masks and guns and took all her shit. Now, Boss Mac, I'm not a tough guy. I feel obligated to get involved. I have been warning her against trying to be in a game like that, serving niggas at her school. Boss Mac, what do you think? Yeah. Now, really, I mean, you know, it's rough, bro. Like, you know, if she's going to continue to sell lean, she's going to have to respond to that. And I don't know how she's going to respond to that. So she might want to get out the business now. But if you guys would like to preserve the business, you are going to have to respond to that. Now, if you know who did it or round boss who did it, then you know what I'm saying? You're going to have to assess that and figure out how you're going to deal with it. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, man, but, you know, she can't be in business until she responds to that or it's going to be free lean from her. You feel me? So, I don't know what to say, man. It's dangerous times out here, man. Niggas is doing bad. Bitches don't need to be... I mean, unless a bitch got muscle behind her, obvious. Bitches, I mean, you know, what am I saying? I ain't saying nothing. Niggas understand what I'm talking about. Well, it might have to chalk that up as a loss. I don't know what your perceptions is. I don't know, you know what I'm saying? But from a street perspective, you already know what it is, how it needs to be responded to or whatever. You know, man. And see, that's a fucked up thing, man, when you... You know, when you make a decision on what kind of bitches you want to fuck with out here, man, you really got to be thinking like, okay, what am I willing to do? You know what I'm saying? Because there's basic protection of a bitch, like just regular, like this is my bitch. You got to protect your bitch. It's regular protection. Now, under the regular protection of a bitch, you may have complications. You could have complications. Regular protection of a bitch. But when a bitch is a criminal involved in hustling or anything like that, then the protection of a bitch go up. Like the level of the threat alert goes up. Like almost to red. It's like a high caution at all times of niggas coming to rob her, period. Once they realize that she's doing business without a significant name of gangsterism behind her, of a threat. And even then, niggas will still come and try their luck. You feel me? So once you know that your bitch is doing this, then you have to make a decision like, okay, do I continue with this bitch and put myself in a scenario where I may have to get involved in some gangster shit and I'm not even profiting off of this shit, you know what I'm saying? It ain't even like this is my operation and shit. This is just because this is my bitch, I gotta respond and this is some gangster shit, you feel me? So niggas need to, you know, and that's rare with bitches. You know, normally, you know, these is little things bitches do, sell weed, pills, lean and shit. You know what I'm saying? And some bitches like, hey, man, know how to do it good. Because you know how niggas is, Niggas is really stupid as shit on the average. There ain't a lot of smart niggas that's selling drugs. But then, you know, you get a bitch in there, and the bitch smart and shit. She really, you know, she don't fuck off the recop money. She got a little connect that's respecting her, letting her come, and bitch get smart, savvy. Bitch start bubbling on y'all niggas, man. And next thing you know, that's the next thing, is rob the bitch. You feel me? So now you gotta have the muscle. You know, it's even in college, man. Like, even in, like, trying to serve in the dorms, man. Like, you know, that shit is still. And then serving it, man, serving in college, man, is just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, serving at college, niggas don't, I don't even think niggas really appreciate how dangerous it is serving in college. And the reason why I say that is because, like, as far as getting told on, like, I feel like serving, being, going to a college and serving is extra dangerous, you know what I'm saying, because of telling, of people finding out and telling on you, because it's, you know what I'm saying, that's my theory, like, you know, you want to be not a part of the campus, serving the campus, you know what I'm saying. And then, like I said, man, niggas is lean is like heroin too, so niggas be on some hurting and shit. Man, that's crazy, man. Yeah, like I said, man, you gotta make a decision. Once you hear that your bitch is a drug dealer, you feel me? Then you gotta be like, alright. You know, do I wanna deal with the repercussions and consequences involving this here? You feel me? Like, for real. And yo, that's some lit shit for your bitch to be the plug. I mean, I ain't gonna even front, man. You know, shit, I done experienced that a few times, but I was lucky. Didn't nothing happen to the bitch while I was with her, like, and would've put me, you know what I'm saying? But I was, you know what I mean? What made me aware of that, I'm gonna keep it 100. I've seen real motherfuckers go through that type of shit. I've seen, you know, bitches with, you know, real nigga backing have, you know, some shit like that happen, and the consequences was dramatic. In every scenario where that happened to a bitch, the consequences was beyond dramatic. I remember one of them, man. It was so gangster, I can't even speak on it. So gangster. Both scenarios so gangster, I can't speak on it. I can just tell y'all that the repercussions was, you know what I mean? So keep that in mind, bitches. You know, you fucking with bitches that's hustling, man. That's always risky business, but fun. No, it's fun. I mean, you know, you know it was fun. You know, she always got lean on deck, and you just beautiful and shit. You know. Okay, we got another reader listener email to Flow and Glow. Check this out right here, right now. A bitch from Los Angeles writes to Boss Mac. She say, "Boss Mac, I'm out here working and living my life. I'm 26 and I'm holding on. I've been out here fucking with nothing but these LA street niggas pretty much the whole time, and I have gained nothing but bullshit from the experience. Every nigga out here think he pimping. Niggas just flock for a living. No niggas is really responsible, taking care of their kids and whatnot. So I have ended up dating a square nigga. He's got a nice Lexus in his own crib, but he just hella lame and corny. I'm trying to be with this nigga, but it's kind of tough. Any advice for a slick bitch trying to fuck with a lame? Yeah, man. I don't know, man. I don't know how to really respond to that type of shit, man. It's kind of fucked up. It highlight a reality. You feel me? Like, it's just something about slick niggas that's just appealing. I think it tap into the instinctive need for a bitch to know you about your survival skills. Like, instinctively a bitch know that this nigga is about his survival skills. Now, he may take all of her money. He might want all of her money and everything, but he gonna protect her, and he gonna be, you know, he gonna do the basic shit that a nigga need to do as far as protection. You know what I'm saying? But he may take all the money, though. You know what I'm saying? Even though the lame nigga is probably like an all around better nigga, probably got more heart, everything, but she don't perceive it like that because of lame, the way he talk, the way he pronounces words, it don't trigger nothing in her mind. It's lame. It ain't nothing to show off to her friends. I mean, she gotta dress the nigga up, gotta get him the appropriate clothes, and then, even then, he don't wear them right. You know, he like look like he forcing them on. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's where bitches is caught up at. It's a cold place for bitches to be caught up at, man. You know what I'm saying? You realize what you are. You realize, man, I'm just feel me? I'm out here ratchet bitch. You feel me? I love these real ass niggas just foul and shit. When a good nigga come along, I mean, logically, I should take that, but based on this environment that I'm in, you know what I'm saying, I'm more drawn to these real-ass niggas that don't got shit going for them and shit, you know what I'm saying? This is a cold thing. It's a cold thing. I did the kush on that. It's a cold thing, man. You know what? I tell a bitch, try to do it. Try to bring old boy up to speed, get him right as far as fashion wise. I would say that if you can help with the fashion, get him right, that'll make it, you know what I'm saying? Because now, like, when people see y'all, he look like he's supposed to look. He may not move like he's supposed to move, but he look like he's supposed to look, and that go a long ass way. You feel me? And then, you know, just deal with it, man. Like, and know that what the alternative is. You feel me? And try to do what you can right here for what you need out of this. Like, you know what I'm saying? If a nigga paying you, whatever, you know what I'm saying, helping you, use that to your advantage to get it popping right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, bitches got to play their cards that they be getting. You feel me? Sometimes bitches be throwing cards away for stupid reasons, man. You know what I'm saying? I know what it is, though, man. See, a lot of bitches out here, man, it's just an all-out race for bitches. You know what I mean? Like, bitches only want niggas that's on. You got to be on out here. You got to be lit all the way across the board. You gotta be popping on social media. You know what I'm saying? You really gotta be from a hood out here. Out here, bitches want you to be from a hood and have a name there. They could be verified by other niggas and the people you fuck with, verified by social media, my nigga. It's a little more complicated, man. I really don't think you need all that. I just think you need the tools, but this is like a lot of the requirements, man. Bitches want you to be lit. You gotta have something popping. You gotta be popping. You gotta be lit. What you got going, nigga? You know what I'm saying? It's rough out here, man. To where a nigga with the basics have a hard time. A nigga with just a good car and a crib is just have a hard time and shit. Bitch call him lame and shit. It's fucked up, man. Stay focused, though, man. It'd be all right, man. You still get the bitch. All right. Let's see. You know what I, you know, the good game for today, man. Like, we know that the Weinstein effect has been rolling through reality. The Weinstein effect, that means that bitches have just been telling on everybody that been doing something out here at different companies, all kind of motherfuckers. We got a Amazon studio executive, Roy Price. He's done Terry Richardson, photographer for Vogue and all that shit. They just all said, fuck you, everybody. Terry Richardson's a bastard, too. There's some other motherfuckers, some other directors and shit I can't even name. Just a whole bunch. Everybody getting told on for pressing bitches out of pussy. Pressing bitches out of pussy. Yeah. All right. You know what, man? I feel like this shit is beautiful. It just goes to show you, you know, the just how thirsty motherfuckers really are, man. How thirsty different human beings really are, man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's I think it's a thirsty power, a thirstiness blending with the flexing of power over you, like motherfuckers with the power to determine your life and your future and your fortune, to hold that as sway based on you having to endure. You know what I mean? I guess that's a bomb. That's a bomb feeling for certain motherfuckers. Some people enjoy that shit, man. You know what I mean? I could never understand that type of emotion, to enjoy inflicting that type of shit on another human, until I read certain books. Like I said, Juliet from Marquise de Sade, man. Like, I'm telling you, man. I never thought about motherfuckers actually deriving joy from that. This is crazy. Anyway, so it's amazing. But we always knew it was that. I'm amazed that motherfuckers is getting told on like this. It's amazing. It's amazing. The Weinstein effect. Motherfuckers getting told on. Now, you know what I think, but I know what I think is some bullshit. Motherfuckers think it's some bullshit, but can't you see how, if you was one of these guys, like if you was Harvey Weinstein, like, and you applied the game the way it was supposed to be applied, if you really, like, you said, okay, I'm going to take the rules of macking, and I'm going to put this on this business right here, man, which is going to say that I ain't never trying to touch none of these bitches. I'm never thirsty for not one of these bitches up under me. None of them. Even if I look like Jabba the Hutt with millions of dollars, I still dress great, I smell great, I'm rolling great, and I'm immune to you bitches. I still love y'all bitches, but no thirstiness. If you really, 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 you gotta fuck, you could just buy the incognito pussy to do whatever. You know, incognito to do whatever. You know what I'm saying? You never open no weaknesses in your structure. No weaknesses. If you apply the game to that, you would have no weaknesses. No bitches could do say nothing about nothing or what you did to them about nothing. It would just, you know what I'm saying? Business would be more pure. Probably most shit would have got done. You feel me? Would have been able to work with better, more different motherfuckers because you know what I'm saying? At the same time, just if you could just really apply the rule to the every spot, man. Every spot, you could do that. You could do that. No thirstiness. You feel me? You know? But the motherfuckers be on some other shit though, man. They be on that other motherfuckers really be on, and for that to overmask the business, you know, is amazing to me, man. It's, you know what I mean? That made me feel like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know, nigga need to be having M's out here, man. I don't have enough M's, man. On some real shit. All this sucker shit going on out here, man. All this sucker shit. Are you fucking kidding me? All this sucker ass shit, man. Are you fucking kidding me? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Gabrielle Union, man. Her interview on Sway was lit, man. If y'all motherfuckers ain't seen that, she was talking about the thirsty shit. You feel me? Yeah. She was dope, man. But Terry Richardson, man, his quote was, "It ain't who you know, it's who you blow. What you think I got this hole in my pants for?" Oh man, your favorite stars, everybody bow down. Is that what it is? Is that what it is? Is that what it is to be in Hollywood? Is that what it is? Before I let you be in this movie, you gotta suck dick. You feel me? And I know that you're married, and I know me and your husband are friends. I know. And he knows how I get down. You feel me? That's the cold part right there. That's the cold. That's that dark, that fuck up a marriage type of shit. Marriage is fucked up. Yeah, y'all. It could have been such a beautiful thing, though, man. You know? But I guess it's hard, man. It's hard, man. Gotta touch the bitches, man. Any bitches on the company, I gotta touch the bitches, man. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think that's it. We gonna call it a show. We did about an hour and 10 minutes. I think that's about it. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming out the Top Mac Nigga Show.
Flying out for the weekend. I'll be calling you when I land. I'm flying out for the weekend. I'll be calling you when I land. I'm flying out for the weekend. I'll be calling you when I land. I'm flying out for the weekend. I'll be calling you when I land. 'Cause we ain't got no time to waste. Oh, and I don't give a damn about your boyfriend. He can have you when I go. Next week it might be Japan. I know you better.